High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
And we welcome you back here from Collins Arena at Brookdale Community College. One half left after the two and a half games we have broadcast so far today. We did catch much of the first game of the day, Kevin. Lakewood, a winner over Mattawan, 57-42. Toms River North beat Colts Neck, 58-57. That's one half of the bracket. We saw Manasquan knock off Jackson Memorial, 45-41. At the break right now with Point Beach leading Manalapan, 24-16. All in all, pretty good day of Shore basketball.
Yeah, I agree, Matt. It's been a very, very good day, and the winners will all advance. The semifinal matchups are set on the girls' side Tuesday night. In the opener, it will be St. John Vianney against Point Borough. So Vianney knocked out Point Beach, trying to take care of the other Borough team on Tuesday night. And that is a rematch. Vianney handed the Panthers their only loss of the season earlier this winter. And then in the nightcap at 7:45, it'll be the top seed Red Bank Catholic going up against Middletown South. And I guess if you were an odds maker, you'd say the stage might be set for another parochial matchup between RBC and SJV, and they've had a few over the years and will have a few more, but both Middletown South and Point Borough will certainly want to have something to say about that. Meanwhile, three of the four spots filled here on the boys' field: Lakewood, Toms River North, and Manasquan. Point Beach trying to join the fold and give three Ocean County teams in the Final Four. And again, guys will have to do their homework to find out when was the last time that happened, or if it ever happened, because certainly it's been more common over the last two decades to have four Monmouth County teams, and maybe once in a while an Ocean County team sneak in, but things a little bit different this winter around. Since we're in the time-killing mode, I want to comment. Penn State University has been in the news the last couple of years for a lot of negative things. No need to repeat
it. Much to your chagrin.
Much to my chagrin. But they do a thing every year which does not get the headlines, does not get on the front page, does not get on the talk shows. It's called FON, which obviously, well, not is short for Dance Marathon, and it involves every student organization on campus. It is the largest student-run philanthropy in the world, with all the money going to fight pediatric cancer. Last year, now they've beaten the year record each year. Last year, they raised just over $10 million, which was really impressive when you consider all the negative publicity and sponsors' money and all of that that might have been impacted. My daughter and her sorority have been very involved in it. Each organization has a certain number of dancers, Matt. They started 4 o'clock on Friday. They went to, I believe, 5 o'clock tonight. And the number of dancers you get for organization is based on how much money you raise. The kids raise money all year long. And it's normally anywhere from 2 to 4 dancers for all the sororities, all the fraternities, but also every organization on campus, everything. And my daughter this year, her job in her sorority was she was the liaison. You are matched with a family that you get directly involved with, a family that has a child stricken by pediatric cancer, and you host them and all of that. And she's been the one in charge of that with her family. The family was there Friday night, much of the overnight, and they hung with them and did stuff with them. Now, there's about 18,000 people in the Bryce Jordan Arena involved in this whole thing. It's been going on. And I said to her, she's been there, for, I think, all but 5 hours since Friday at 4 o'clock. I said to her, I don't see how you're going to beat last year's total because of everything. Well, I just got a text with a picture from my wife. At the very end, they hold up the total. They raised $12.3 million. And that's a pretty impressive thing. It's a very impressive thing, you know, for a school that's unfortunately had to, the last couple of years, try and fight off what's been a lot of negativity in its image. And so good for them. And, you know, I mention that more than anything is they have these things, Matt, called canning weekends. We might call them tagging here. Kids go to different towns of students on 3 selected weekends, and you can solicit money, you know, with the cans, you know, or whatever it is. And the three weekends are designated. It used to be four. They cut it down to three this year, and they were all in the first semester. So, like, my daughter came home once here. They did it around here, and I got her places. But you could drive around the shore on a Saturday, and you might see half a dozen different Penn State groups collecting. You know, and you'd say, well, listen, I gave to the kids a mile away. So a lot of people are familiar with it for that reason, and there are a lot of kids from the shore who go to Penn State. That's obvious. So that was a pretty cool thing, and there are a lot of college kids all across the country who do great things that don't necessarily get the headlines. I think we know that. You're involved with Monmouth University. I know they do a lot of things. They're different programs. I know the women's basketball program and the men, they've done a lot of things in football, help out a lot of things, and it's not always page one.
No, it's not always page one, and it doesn't have to be page one because you don't do that stuff for accolades and for recognition. You do it because hopefully you want to do it.
You know, I've always said that, you know, the unfortunate thing is when kids do something wrong, it's page one. When they do something right, it might not even get in. Because, you know, we all know that bad news sells a heck of a lot better than good news, but there are a lot of college kids that really get it. You know, and you're involved with them on a regular basis, teaching at Monmouth University, you know, and you know what goes on there.
It is nice when kids get it, for sure.
Yeah, and there are a lot of them who do. And, you know, a lot of coaches who really drive home the point and dictate that their players are not just athletes, that they got to be, you know, part of the community and stuff like that. We're ready to start. The second half will be the last day, last game of what has been a fun day here at Brookdale.
Let's go through the scoring leaders real quick for both teams. First for Manalapan, talk about a one-man show. Anthony Fersker with 10, 3 points to lead, 3 points to add to Manalapan. Justin Zach, 2 for Dennis Girolamo, and 1 for Mike Pizek. Quarter totals 4 and 12 for Manalapan. Meanwhile, for Point Beach, good balance. 8 for P.J. Kenevy, 6 for Dom Uhl, 6 for Noah Yates, 4 points for Matt Farrell, 8 and 16 the quarter totals here. The Beach, one half away from meeting up with Manasquan and making it 3 of 4 for Ocean County in the Shore Conference Tournament semifinals.
Well, let's see if they can do it against a Manalapan team that some may think is overachieved. They're a pretty good basketball team. You know, and I think if you're both coaches, you have reason to be optimistic because you don't think you got your best in the first 16 minutes. In the case of Point Beach, you're up 8. In the case of Manalapan, you're only down 8. Here we go.
Manalapan basketball. They swap ends and go left to right. The Braves do on your radio dial. Fersker picks up the dribble immediately. We'll hand off here to Pizek in a quick almost turnover, but I think it was last touched by Point Beach, and it was. Lineup's the same. Busto, Fersker, Piscotti, Pizek, and Girolamo from Manalapan. Farrell, Calzanetti, Yates, Uhl, and Kenevy for Point Beach. Off the inbound, Pizek looking to drive, cut off the baseline. Girolamo at the left elbow. Back to Pizek, left corner. Drives, feeds, Girolamo able to beat Calzanetti to the basket, lay it up and in. Second bucket of the day for him, 24-18. The score, Point Beach.
Nice pass to set up that inside basket.
Uhl coming out and is fouled as he starts his path to the basket. Piscotti is whistled for that one. His second, team's first of the second half. Well refereed game so far.
Yeah, I think so, and I thought the guys on the last game did a really good job as well.
Off the inbound, Farrell finding Yates. Now Uhl will give back to Farrell. One thing about Point Beach, Farrell likes his hands on the ball to set everybody else up. He can score, but does so much more than that. We'll stop and rim one out from the foul line. Calzanetti fights to get it back once, cannot get it back again. It was on the baseline and out of bounds. And Riley Calzanetti looking for an explanation, thought he was fouled. Instead, it will go back to Manalapan, who can cut it to 4. With an old-fashioned two-pointer here. Busto hands off Piscotti. Picks up his dribble, and Uhl going to come. Look at that. Uhl just came and tied him up. What a mismatch of size right there. Uhl at 6'8". What do you figure Piscotti is, Kevin? 5'8".
I was going to say about a foot shorter. Yeah.
On the possession hour, ball goes back to Point Beach. Knievy bringing it up court this time. Hands off to Farrell. Ull driving baseline on the left. Wild shot, no good. Busto pulls down the loose ball. Berksker brings it up court. Good crossover move. In the corner, wide open for the three. Piscotty off the mark, and Yates with the rebound. Manalapan yet to take a three despite many attempts. Calzanetti inside. Spins to the baseline from the middle of the lane and uses the glass well to get his first basket of the day.
Averages 12.2 per game. That was a nice move.
Fersker trying to keep Manalapan into it. Misses the three.
Good box out by Calzanetti to grab the rebound.
26-18. Yates running the floor well. Great feed by Knievy. Yates was fouled and will go to the line for two shots.
Okay, this Beach team passes very well as a team. Not just one guy. That foul will be on Piscotty. That's his third. Looks like Manalapan's going to make a sub and get him out of there. Number 11, Gerard Hodge-Rocourt.
Got minimal time in that first half.
Yep.
Hodge-Rocourt did, and will play more minutes here with the personal foul situation. Second team foul on Manalapan. One of two from the line is Yates. 27-18, Gulls. Berksker working against Yates. Here's another three attempt on the way, and finally put in by Busto.
1-4, a lot.
That was a long time coming.
But it cuts the lead, cuts the deficit to six.
27-21. Ooh, stopping at the foul line around the perimeter. Beach has it now. Here's Farrell looking to drive. Hangs in the air and gets the layup to go. Six for Matt Farrell. 29-21. 5:05 to go in the third quarter. Berksker again against Yates. Here comes Wall on the double team. Berksker hangs in the air and sends it off the glass. He's got a dozen to lead all scorers. Keeps it at a six-point game, 29-23. Farrell flipping off on the right side for Yates. He was held and bumped by Busto. It'll be Busto's first, team's third.
Ferks are really, Matt, one of the great athletes we've had at the Shore in recent time. Just a standout in basketball and football, and he's going to Harvard University to play both.
Dumped down low for Calzanetti, and he'll get called for a travel.
Beach is going to bring Jeff Bryant back in to replace Noah Yates. Bryant, the 6'8" center, saw some time in the first half. He'll go back in the middle of that 2-3 zone right now.
Manalapan works the perimeter. First, you're challenged by Knievy. Three on the way. That's off the mark by Pizik. Loose ball rebound for Girolamo, who was then fouled by Knievy, who will commit his first and the team's first. Girolamo's done well today on the boards. He's gotten Manalapan a bunch of offensive rebounds. They just haven't been able to convert on many of the other chances. Off the inbound, Fersker, right corner. Gets it back, thought about the three. Around the perimeter now, Busto. He'll fire a three. Missed that one. It just made his last. Girolamo again is fouled by Jeff Bryant on his way back up and will go to the line for two.
Well, as you said, he's doing some yeoman's work underneath the backboards, Girolamo. Hits the first free throw. He's got five. The lead down to five for the Beach.
4:03 to go in the third quarter. Second free throw is good. Girolamo now with six, and the lead is four at 29-25 as Point Beach will walk it up court. Farrell and Knievy in the backcourt right now, joined up front by Bryant, Calzanetti, and Ull. Here's Bryant inside. Good catch, tough move. Got his own rebound back. And before the putback, he's calling for a travel.
Well, he tried the left-handed hook first and missed it. Stayed with it, got the rebound, but shuffled the feet to the joy of Manalapan coach Ricky Garrison, who pumped his fist, encouraging his team on.
Missed attempt again by Manalapan. Uhl with the rebound. He's fouled by Hodge Rocourt, his first. Team's fourth. Back into the game, Noah Yates. He'll replace Jeff Bryant for Point Beach.
Garrison, by the way, is a Toms River native. Was a good athlete at Toms River North. Has been at Manalapan where he coaches soccer and basketball.
Here's the drive for Knievy, hanging in the air and going off the glass. Tough move. He's got 10. 31-25. Ferksker again against Yates. And this time Yates is calling for a little body check at the top of the key.
But Ferkser's got a great first step, Matt. And, you know, and I always wonder when you're a lefty, if the defense, even though they know they're playing against a lefter, sometimes just gets caught a little bit, not expecting you to go that direction. It was probably 90% of the time they're trying to keep a guy from going to his right. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. 31-25 Point Beach. 3:17 left in the third quarter.
Been a good day of basketball. This one has the, you know, maybe it doesn't have the same zip as we saw in some of the other games today, but what we do have is a competitive one that looks like coming down the stretch, at least to the fourth quarter, will be anybody's game. You know, Manalapan, even though they've shot miserably from the outside, Kevin, they're still 6 points away.
And funny thing was, I honestly believe that most of us thought this was the game that had the potential to have the most zip. Teams up and down the court, you know, both in the 60s, maybe even the 70s, and just has not been that way as they've both really shot and poorly.
Manalapan off the timeout that was taken. Has it. Three on the way by Pizik. Well short. Loose ball tipped around a couple of times. Calzanetti was the last to touch.
Well, I think they missed that one. I think Calzanetti knocked it off of Manalapan guy's hands.
Well, Calzanetti agreed, and so did Nick Catania. They won't win the argument. It'll be Manalapan basketball. In the backcourt for Ferksker. Penetrating off of Yates. Calzanetti came over to help. Good help side defense. Uhl rips down the rebound. He's triple teamed. Falling out of bounds was Pizik, who called a timeout before he hit the baseline.
Which, by the way, you know how much you think about that. I hate that rule.
Full timeout.
That's
taken.
A terrible rule.
We'll take one as well. 2:52 to go in the third quarter. Point Beach 31, Manalapan 25. We're back in 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network.
Gold Fever is buying all your unwanted gold, jewelry, and coins. And they're paying the highest prices around. In business over 30 years, you know that Gold Fever is a jeweler you can trust. Stop in today to see some of their fine pre-owned watches from Cartier, Rolex, and Breitling. Perfect certified diamonds, all shapes and colors. Plus, exquisite diamond hoop earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Gold Fever on Arnold Avenue in Point Pleasant Beach. Call 732-892-3535.
Now back to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
And today's game brought to you in part by Gold Fever. Catch it, watch it, Arnold Avenue in downtown Point Pleasant Beach, home of the Garnet Gulls.
Off the timeout taken by Manalapan. Braves trying to cut into a six-point deficit, trailing 31-25, 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Ferksker leaves off for Pizik. Down low, Giaramo, count it, and the foul. It'll go against Calzanetti. What I like that time, Kevin, great catch and a quick move to the basket for Giaramo. Didn't hesitate that time, went right at it. Fourth team foul, first on Calzanetti. Free throw made, slices a six-point deficit in half. 31-28.
As bad as Manalapan has shot, they're down three.
Girolamo has been a spark. 9 points. Knievy missing the layup off a backdoor feed. He doesn't miss many of those. Manalapan can tie it with a three. Ferksker working one-on-one against Yates. Going to drive. Miss the layup. There's Girolamo again. Had a shot rejected by Uhl. Ferksker the rebound. Three on the way. We've got a tie ball game. Pizik rains one from the outside. His first made basket of the night. And with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, it's 31-31. Farrell driving. Uhl flashes out. Left perimeter to help out. Uhl trying to go off the dribble. Step back from the foul line. That rims out no good. And the rebound taken for Manalapan. The Braves have not led all afternoon. They can do so with a basket right here. Ferksker, one-on-one with Yates, top of the key. Yates coming out, harassing defense. Ferksker drives, tried the baseline pass, taken away by Farrell. Three-on-three for Beach, who will pull out. Farrell almost lost it. Uhl helps out. Farrell comes back to collect. Yates of the left elbow. Knievy off a screen. Bypasses the three. Dumped down on the right block for Uhl. Back to Knievy. Now with less than a minute to go, Farrell will pull it back out. We are tied at 31. Parity this year, the Shore is a good thing because we've had three of four really good games today. Lakewood won by 15. That was kind of the only mismatch of the day, and that one didn't get away until late. Point Beach obviously looking to hold here for one. Clock down to 25 seconds as Farrell continuing to dribble without any pressure back near the half-court circle. Beach spreads the floor, goes to a 1-4 set. Down now to 10 seconds. Knievy for Yates. Yates back to Knievy. Almost lost it and does go backcourt. Bad execution from Point Beach that time. After working the clock down as much as they did, they don't even get the shot off. Manalapan with 3.8 on the clock. Pizik going to have to fire one. Tough shot. Well off the mark. And that is where we stand after three quarters of play. 31-31. Manalapan outscoring Point Beach 15-7 in that third quarter. We're back to start the fourth after this 30-second timeout on the Shore Sports Network.